Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 5th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft launched a new version of Outlook for iOS focused on design improvements. The calendar icon now animates when you're moving back and forwards in your calendar. Swiping in email includes haptic feedback, and the blue color used in Outlook on other platforms now is there on iOS. There are also favorite folders for mail management and avatars in your inbox, as well as an inline view of your calendar before you press accept or deny on an invite. Microsoft is making three of its most popular Windows frameworks available under an open source license. WPF, Windows Forms, and WinUI are available for contributions on GitHub. Microsoft also launched the first public preview of Visual Studio 2019 and .NET Core 3.0, as well as making .NET Core 2.2 generally available. Ride-hailing company Didi Chuxing announced a reorganization aimed to improve safety after two riders were murdered. Two new positions have been created in the company, a chief information security officer reporting to chief technology officer Bob Zhang, and a chief safety officer reporting to chief executive Cheng Wei. It also announced it will consolidate some ride-hailing divisions into a single business unit in order to improve compliance and services standards. The UK's BT ISP said Wednesday it will remove Huawei networking equipment from the core of its 3G and 4G mobile operations and will not use the company's hardware in 5G infrastructure. BT said Huawei equipment had not been used in its fixed line networks and said it was removing the equipment from networks it acquired when it bought operator EE in 2016 in order to bring it in line with the rest of the business. BT said Huawei remains an important equipment provider outside the core network, and Huawei said BT has always used different vendors and different network layers, and it understands and fully supports the move. India launched the GSAT-11 satellite, also called the Big Bird, from France's Kourou spaceport in South America Wednesday. The GSAT-11 will provide internet connectivity in rural India with speeds up to 14 gigabits per second in its third of four satellites aimed at eventually achieving 100 gigabits per second connectivity in India. UK MP Damian Collins released 250 pages of internal Facebook documents that show how the company makes decisions about handling user data. Companies like Netflix and Airbnb were apparently whitelisted in order to access friend data after they would have otherwise been restricted by new policies implemented in 2014 and 2015. It also shows Facebook shutting down access for Twitter-owned app Vine. The documents were gathered as part of a court case against Facebook in the United States. Facebook said the documents are misleading. Qualcomm announced partial deals of its Snapdragon 855 chipset that will support 5G service with multi-core AI at three times the performance of its previous platform, as well as a special computer vision chip. Qualcomm also introduced 3D sonic sensors for fingerprint recognition in displays. Waymo launched its commercial autonomous vehicle taxi service, Waymo One, in the Phoenix, Arizona area Wednesday. It will be available by invite to some of the 400 or more participants in its early rider test program. The difference between the two being the new Waymo One riders will no longer have to keep their rides secret. All Waymo cars will have safety drivers on board as well. Alphabet will launch its Wing drone delivery service in Helsinki, Finland this spring. Wing spent 18 months in southeastern Australia testing delivery of food, drinks, medicine, and household items. Finnish customers will be offered delivery of goods up to 1.5 kilograms within 10 minutes for distances up to 10 kilometers. The service will be free during a limited test period. Finally, Cuba's Etexa Telecom will begin rolling out 3G data service to its approximately 5 million customers starting Thursday. 3G service has been offered on a limited basis in Cuba since December 2017 to places like large companies or embassies. Data packs will cost $7 for 600 megabytes or $30 for 4 gigabytes a month. For more discussions of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.